We did this yesterday. We were going backtrack just a little bit to get into running start. Tommy learned over there. It should be Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol gavin yesh b'yayin, any grapevine has wine. V'shem b'yayin, if it doesn't have wine, it's trukati. It's from the family. This is a euphemism. Every woman has blood. If they don't have blood, it's from the family of trukati." Rabbi Yirmi Aboy, Rabbi Yirmi asked, "Me'atzo ain't on this pesulnik, Rabbi Yehuda." According to Rabbi Yehuda, should never be a complaint that your wife doesn't have psulim because maybe she's from the family of Trukati. So that's why she doesn't have psulim. So you never can complain that she has no psulim. So it says, Amara, Rabbi Yitzhak, he said, no. Kol gamar amra sheyesh l'tainas psulim. The entire statement Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda, the entire statement Rabbi Yehuda on Gimp base indicates that he holds that there is a tainas psulim. What's that statement? The tiny Rabbi Yehuda said, Be Yehuda, Bar Rishona, any Yehuda, initially, they would have two best men, is the only translation I can think of offhand, close people, Echem Yishel Chosen, Veshem Yishel Kala, one on the Chosen side, one on the Kala side, Ava Biche, nevertheless, Lo Yumamidim, Elan Linisuin. Nevertheless, it only be at the time of the Nisuin, not from the time of Kiddushin. With the Gol, Lo Yosikin, Gol, they did not do this, Vechule, etc. That Bryce went on, that they used to sleep in the place of the chosin and kala slept in order to make sure there was no monkey business going around with hiding ketchup or taking away the sheets or whatever it was. And they wouldn't do this. So that's case. I mean, this is the one who said there are all sorts of rituals which go on in order that there should be tainus besulim. So how could he be the one who says that turkati, there's no tainus besulim? So it's Zamar. My kedum, what comes out to reconcile this? She has to bring proof that she's from that family. She can't bring proof that she's from Trukati, so then we assume the reason she said psulim is because she lost them in some nefarious incident. Now, the next Gemara, for the next few lines, I'm going to deviate from the pshat given by the Korban Eda and Pnei Moshe, and for that matter, many of the other Mefarshim. It's going to be, at the end, I'm going to come back a little bit to the Ridbaz. And I'm going to explain this more based on our problem last night. The problem we had last night was that how in Yehuda could there ever be Tainas Besulim if they used to be Miyachid after the Kiddushin, right? And that's what we said, that very often they would have relations because, they would be overcome by the Yitzhara. So if that's the case, we were bothered by how there could ever be Shoshvinim or no Shoshvinim. How could there possibly be any Tainas Besulim? So I'm going to explain the next Gemara as focusing on that question. Okay? And you'll see it works out pretty well. Says where Rabbi Yirmiyah Sover Meimar, Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to say, Minag Yehuda Begolil. The Minag of Yehuda, to have Shoshvinim. In Golil said they didn't have Shoshvinim, only in Yehuda. That works in Golil, but not in Yehuda! Because in Yehuda, he might have had relations with her himself. So before the chasta. So to have Shoshvinim in the night of the wedding is no good in Yehuda, but it will do good in Golil. Amar Rabbi Yisrael said, let's say they did it in Golil. The chiminag Yehuda beGolil edus Torahi. I don't understand. In order to cause a woman to lose a ksuva, this is dinim ominous. What do you need to cause her to lose a ksuva? To aid him, right? This is not Eidus. First of all, there's Allah of Shoshvinim and Apostle Eidus. Because they're have Nikias, because they're best men of the Chosin and Kala. So that's the first thing. Besides, there's only one on each side here. It says one for the Chosin, one for the Kala. Besides that, they're involved in making sure what's happening there. They have vested interests. So therefore, this is not Eidus, right? So how can this cause a loss of a Ksuva? It makes no sense, right? So even if he did in Golil, you think it does any good? Elaminak Yehuda Behuda. Rather, the minhag of Yehuda works even in Yehuda. And the minhag in Golil works even in Golil. Meaning, in Yehuda is the Tainas Besulim with the Shoshvinim, even though they're Miyachid beforehand. And in Golil, there's a Tainas Besulim even without the Shoshvinim. Aye, how's that so? Mikeva and the Tamar. Again, the same question. Since it's not Eidus Torah, how does it work, this Tainas Besulim? Says, well, it's not. You're right, it doesn't work. Work. It's a safeguard. In other words, this way she'll be embarrassed. She'll know that there'll be Shoshvinim the night of the Chasta, and even he'll be embarrassed in Yehuda. They'll know that there's Shoshvinim the night of the Chasta. They won't engage in any relations beforehand. So it's really not to cause it to lose the ksuba. That he can't do. You know, shoshvinim are not good enough for that. What it's for, however, is to try and discourage any monkey business going on beforehand. Okay? Says the Gemara, imishu shleif ritzu b'notz yisro b'zima afilu mamid. Even if he... Now, if that's the reason, that in order that there shouldn't be any monkey business before the chasna, afilu mamid lo yenema. Even if he has shoshvinim, he should not be believing tainus psulim. And yet we know our whole mishnah was based on the assumption that there is tainus psulim. So you're taking the other direction. You're taking this to saying the shoshvinim are to avoid or are not believed at all. They're only to avoid any monkey business before the chasna. So what's the aleph base of our mesechta that we're talking about going to basin the morning after? What are we going to basin for? There's no tainus psulim.
So I thought it's to make sure that they don't switch, that he doesn't switch the linen and she doesn't use ketchup. I thought that's the reason for the shoshvinin.
No. That's why they have the shoshvinin. Yeah. But how is he believed to go? What's he believed to go to Basin for? What's he going to Basin for? If the shoshvinin are safeguard that there shouldn't be monkey business, that's not monkey business on the night of the chasna. It means that the chasna and the kala particularly shouldn't, be mezaneh before the chasna. That's why we have the shoshvinim. Shloyu b'nosi so prutzos b'zima before the chasna.
Shoshvinim is only not the whole year?
It's just the night of the chasna. But that way, she's embarrassed. She knows the night of the chasna, people are going to be checking to see if she's a psula. So beforehand, she safeguards herself that she's not going to go out and become, loser psulim. Okay, so that's a safeguard for that purpose. So, but then if that's the case, so how is he believed to cause her to lose her ksuva? Why is he going to base in the next morning? The shoshvinim don't work, right? Says more, even if he has shoshvinim, he shouldn't be believed to cause her to lose the ksuva. So Rabbi Yosef Shemrila said, and this is also in the Bavli, the reason why it's believed to cause her to lose her ksuva is because ein adam asui lo tziyu yitziyosav, a person does not spend money making a chasna, $50,000 making a wedding, right? Who lo tziyu shem ralishto, and then say, my wife had no psulim. The reason it's believed is because we have a chazok. The chazok is that a person doesn't spend that money on a chasna and then go and lie about it. Now, of course, this story about where the chosin spends the money. Nowadays, the chosin's parents spend the money. Or Kala's parents spend the money. So we don't have this chazak anymore. When the chosin actually spent the money, so then that would be the logic, right? So says Mar, wait a minute. Imishum shein adam, yosu lootzi itzi yosef. It's because a person doesn't make great expenditures. Lootzi shein malishon, so would say bad things about his wife. So why not? So now it's going the other direction. Why do we need the shoshvinim? She should be embarrassed enough lest he have the capacity to come to Beis Din the next day and say, I didn't find her any psulim. Right? How do we have the shoshvinim as an incentive to her not to be mezaneh before the wedding night, right? We don't need that incentive. Since he's believed, he has credibility to come to Beis Din because of chazaka. In the Bible, it's called chazaka ein adam torech besudo mafsido. Person doesn't toil for a meal and then cause it to be lost the next day. Thatch it all on the rocks. People didn't get married in the old days just to have a fancy chasna. So in any event, so that's the case. So lemaisa, why do we need the shoshvinim? Whatever the shoshvinim are not believed anyway. And she's going to make sure not to put herself in a compromised situation because he has credibility himself. So what do you need the shoshvinim for? So it says a very interesting thing. Amrei Behila, by the way, the Bible, if I recall correctly, does not focus on shoshvinim at all. It's a whole discussion of shoshvinim. It's purely a Yerushalmi discussion. So it says, you know what we're talking about? Amrei Behila mipnei chashad echad, mipnei parutz echad. Interesting thing. It's because if there's no shoshvinim, we assume that the reason why he snitched on her is because he has suspicion has rumors of pritzus. Meaning that unless we have a shoshvinin, his chazaka is in jeopardy. The way the Mefarshim put it here, the Ritbaz says that it's a reus on his chazaka. It damages his chazaka. His chazaka of ein adam torech besudo mafsido only applies if he follows the minhag of having shoshvinim. Because then I say he had Shoshvinim, and he says there were no Basulim, so then I can accept it as legitimate. But if I'm missing one of those components, either he didn't make the Suda, so he didn't spend expenditures, or he didn't have Shoshvinim, so then I say there's something wrong with his Chatzokim. When he didn't have Shoshvinim, specifically because I say the reason why he said what he said is not because he didn't actually find Basulim, but maybe because he was jealous and was upset because of rumors, of suspicions and innuendo he heard. So that's why he came to court the next day. So therefore, we want to make sure that we have a safeguard that there's somebody who verifies. The Shoshvinim are not Edus, but they will verify what he's saying. So therefore, that's a safeguard to make sure that there's some veracity and some significant credibility to what he's saying, not just rumor and innuendo. So we need both. According to Yushami, Chazak ain't adam terech besudim afsiyuf sida, and the Shoshvinim, which provide some verification of what he's saying. Okay, so says Gemara.
So, truthfully, the role of the Shoshvinim is really a little weird because without them, they can't go to the issue of Chazak.
Wait, just give me two more minutes. Manachem, what are we talking about? In Bishapish page, if the Shoshvinim checked, Umatza, and he found blood, Are Matza, no problem, right? Found blood, so it's okay. In Bishalom Matza, and if he didn't find blood, so then the Shoshvin didn't find blood, Hare Pishpesh, Velo Pishpesh. So different gears here on the side, but well, the Red Bible learns like it's written in the Gemara. Hare Pishpesh, Lo Pishpesh. If you don't find any blood, the Shoshvin doesn't add anything. Right? The Shoshvin doesn't add any credibility. Because if he didn't find anything, so his Chazaka should suffice. Right? What does the Shoshvin add? Which is really what you were about to ask, I think. So Sezmar, no. This is what the Sezmar El Hachin Anu Kayomin. This is what we're talking about. B'Shalom Pishpesh, the Shoshvin didn't check. Shoshvin didn't check. Umatza. And he found blood. Right? But what happens? He omers dam besulim me. She says, well, it's blood from my besulim. Vomer lokiel dam tziparu. It's bird's blood. That's the equivalent of ketchup in the old days. You brought in a bird's blood in a sack and you put it on on the bed, right? Hura kocho shelo noha kaminog. So, actually, he would be believed if he took Shoshvinim. If he had a Shoshvin, who would be Mefashpesh? So then, we would believe him. I would give him credibility. Because he wouldn't lie, he wouldn't have the Chazaka, that he wouldn't lie after A, having made a meal, and B, having appointed a Shoshvin. But if it's a case where there is no Shoshvin, and he claims it's bird blood, then we don't believe him. So the Shoshvin actually gives him very, very, very significant power. It actually gives him credibility, even if he found blood, to say that the blood is bird blood, and not that it's not human blood. It's an amazing thing. So the Shoshvin is I don't even know how to define it in precise English terms, but it's like a it's not a safeguard because the Shoshvin actually is. Has an impact on the situation because they found blood here. That was all the Shoshvin had to do, and the Shoshvin did it, right? What it means is that it indicates that he's not being deceitful. He's following the standard operating procedure. And that's what he needs in order to be able to tie in the Tainus Basulim. Okay? Now you've done.
I'm still not a little clear, but I still don't know exactly which little peg to put the Shoshvin in. Because usually Chazak usually stands on its own, but the point, I guess, what it adds on is even if you find blood, it should undermine the Chazakah.
Right, but if he did a Shoshvin, he has even so super credibility, even though there was blood there.
Guarantees the credibility, but this kind of throws out the other Chazakah that he wouldn't lie after spending a lot of money for the money.
Well, we only give him that credibility if he also has a Shoshvin. He need both.
So you really don't need that first one?
No, because you were talking about even though he found blood. So he found blood here, and since he went through the whole procedure of both being Torah and having a Shoshvin, he's believed super. even to even to be
the blood. Spine blood and there's no shoshrin, then you don't believe him.
No, they don't believe him, right? Because they say the reason why he didn't put in the shoshrin is because he wanted to be deceitful about it. So then we don't believe him, right?
So the first chazoka of not lying.
Right, it only works in conjunction with the shoshvinim. That's correct. Okay.
The truth is the shoshvinim are really only necessary in case. For this case, for the claim of Dan Tzipor.
Claim of Dan Tzipor.
Without the Dan Tzipor, you really, the Chazaka just stands on its own.
Right, it's possible. The Gemara Yerushalmi doesn't make, is not clear about that. But it's possible that if there is no blood, then in that case he's bleeding without the Shoshvinim. But to go that far, that where there is their blood, to say it's blood, Tzipor blood, then that needs the Shoshvinim. Yes, it sounds like that from the Yerushalmi. Okay? So, Hura Kongshlo no Kamina Gaza. Now all this discussion is whether or not he can cause her to lose her ksuva. That's the issue. Aval l'kaima, but getting back to the issue which we were speaking about several times already, l'kaima, but regardless, to stay married to her, Ein Rashai is not allowed to, mishum safik soita. In other words, shavi and afshi chaticha d'isura. He thinks she's forbidden, so therefore she's forbidden to him. The question over here is solely about ksuva. Vesaya kakai, and it's going like the Tzniya Tamo, we learned already several times. Besulu amona v'chule, or if you have a besulu and amona, but they're all supposed to be a besulu, besulus and amona from Eretz and Nisuin. V'chule minahein dam Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Lazar, they all come back to Rabbi Hila, send name Rabbi Lazar. Mata pesel pasuach, if you find she's open. Also lakai by now to keep her mishum suffix soita because of a question of soita. Okay, so all the discussion of Shoshvin and all that was vis-a-vis Ksuva, not vis-a-vis the issue of Savik Saita because of Shavi and Nafshi Chaticha Disura. By the way, this is something which we didn't discuss here, and we're not, even the Bali doesn't discuss it, but after Chaim Dar Rabbeinu Gershom, we don't believe him when he's Shavi and Nafshi Chaticha Disura. We compel him to have her, to keep his wife. Because this is all before the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom made a Chaim, you know, to divorce a woman against her will. In the good old days, you can divorce a woman against her will. So therefore, once it's Shavi and Nafshe, goodbye, shalom. But nowadays, when you're out of divorce, it's a will. So we say, baloney, you're just trying to find a way out of Chayim Darabeinu Gershom. We don't believe you anymore. So it's a major, major legislative change in Judaism, which Chayim Darabeinu Gershom makes. Okay. Amen. It says one further. Tani, we learned, the word Tainas is superfluous, good enough, right? Takes out. It's at Besulim, Koshe. Besulim have no shear. As small as they are, they're still Besulim. Maisa bisha achash lo nimta besulim. Elkei chayel, it's a maisa certain woman who she didn't have besulim larger than the size of a mustard seed, but she had that little blood. Our basif ne Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi, and they came from Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi. Our maloi said to her, ke moiseich, you will be Yisrael, she'll be many women like you and I'm Yisrael, because you have very little blood, not too many shilos of damnita. Rabbi Shchayel chasayin, Rabbi Leir, chayel shchayel, the son of Rabbi Leir said, mekalala, it was a curse. In other words, he meant it sounds like a bracha, but it's really a klola. Why? Because ke'inche, it's like people, says iru'uya, but it should be damrinon, or something like that. That's mashbiach changes. It's like people who say, l'samya sagin hora. It's like people call a blind person a full of light, full of illumination. So too, not that blood is bad, because if you don't have blood, it means you're not particularly fertile. Because having a lot of blood is indication that, you know, she, you know, heavy menstrual bleeding indicates that there's...
Yeah, but this isn't really actual bleeding.
Right, this is psulim, but they linked the two. They felt that the two were related. I know, you know, well,
it's not
all related? Not. All right, but that was the logic here. So, because Chavrei Amar, the first, or Chavrim said, the Mekante Loi is making mockery of her, because Kol HaYisha Shadamem Watim, any woman has little blood, both of neither am Besulim, blood them Watim, she has less kids. Rabbi Yossi Amari says, no, he was sincere. Mekali Loi, he was praising her. Kol HaYisha Shadamem Watim, Enem Atsuya Tami Taros. Let's get our priorities straight. Children are Hinaer, but Lamaisa, she's not going to be Matar Taros, and that's a big Mila. Okay, then she comes contact with, she won't be Matami.
I thought
thought it was praising her that alibi, all girls in Israel should have the sulam, even the small amount that...
No, no, no. They weren't that... They weren't the poets back then that they would give such praise.
Well,
okay.
No, another question. Why were they more priestistic in the Yehuda than the Galilee?
They felt it was a shita. They felt that this was like, you know, familiarizing. Yeah, what can I tell you? This is in the second, this is after the Qurban. So those didn't follow through on the those prayers back then. Okay, Basula Ksuvas and Masayim. Basula's Ksuvas is $200. Amana's Ksuvas is $100. Basula, Amana, Grusha, Vachalutza. I mean, an Erisin. If a woman is a Basula, and she's an Amana, she's widowed, the Gerusha, divorced, Chalutza, Shekar Chalita, I mean, an Erisin, and beforehand she was only betrothed, Ksuvasa Masayim, Ksuva remains $200. The Eishalim Tanis Psulim, they have no Psulim, so there's a Taina against them. Hagyaris, a woman who's a convert, Vashvi, a woman who's redeemed from captivity, Vashivcha, a woman whose maidservant was released, Shaniftu was redeemed, Shaishtachru, freed, Vishishgaru, and converted. Excuse me. When they're less than 3 years old, the ksuvah is $200. Veishlan times psulim, they have a times psulim, because we say that then there's this chazak, they were a psula. Chunav Hashem Shmuel said, b'shekel ha-kodesh. The 200 zuz is doraisa, and therefore it's b'shekel ha-kodesh, which is twice as much as regular shkolim. Rabbi Bar Barbina Mel Matbea Yoyte, it's prevalent money, which is half as much, and it's not a doraisa. Masnisa Misael Rabbi Bo Barbina is a brisa, which is like Rabbi Bo Barbina, that's Rabbanon, and half as much. It says Chamesh Sloim Shel Ben, the five Sloim with which we doom a firstborn are B'monet Suri, are with Suri money, which is the Raisa money, double. Shloshim Shel Leved, the $30 you give when you wound a slave. Chamishim Shalon is the 50, Visham Fata, the $50 you pay if you raped or seduced a girl. Maya, the $100 you pay, Shemotu Shemer, if you said that she had no psulim. Kulam Shekel Kodesh, they're all also the rights of Shekel Kodesh, Monatsuri. For lo tona, Bak Ksuva, Sishari Mahana. The Ksuva woman is not mentioned here, right? So says the Gemara, so Ksuva must be the Rabbona. And it's only in your Matbea Yaitse, prevalent currency. Not in the Raisa currency. Rabbi Yavid said, no! Klum Lomdu Miksuva Tisha, from where did they learn the Ksuva of a woman? The men here are superfluous. Lomi Onosu Mefate. Onosu Mefate are the amount of money which we give for a Ksuva. The Chamishim Kesef the Raisa is the amount of money we give for the Ksuva. So since that's the case, so therefore, he came in the Tina Onosu Mefate. It says on the spot the command the Tana Ksuva Zishrimon, it's if it says a Ksuva woman, and a Ksuva woman is also Shekel HaKodesh. Akadum Basula, you know, I made a mistake. Chamishim Sloim Matar of 200 Zuz Rabbanan, so it's a ratio of 1 to 4. So Shekel HaKodesh, I guess, is 4 times as much. You can come in. So it says the Gemara, Akadum Basula. Fine. So let's say we're talking about Besula, and a Besula gets $200 in Shekel HaKodesh, right? So what about a Amona? Amona said, "Dial Amona Shatito Machtis Besula." An Amona gets half of the Besula, but nevertheless, it's a Shekel HaKodesh. In other words, it's sufficient to fine her that she gets half, 100 instead of 200, but she also gets a Shekel HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, Amrei B'chir Barad, B'chir Barad said, Afilu Nisne Ksuvas Yishrei Moim. Even if you say that the Ksuvas Yishra was inadvertently omitted, and it really should be a Shekel HaKodesh, we don't pass it that way. Because despite the fact that you might want to put into the Braisa, it's not going to work because we have so many Amoroim who argue. How so? So, missing a handle. Lace kol ilain rabbanin. Can't let the service the Eight Torah. Okay, it says Gemara to the Sultan. Says Gemara, I feel in these things was Yishmael. Let's call it in Rabban and Pligan. Don't all following rabbis argue. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonason, Chain Army, they both said my Be Yotze, it's prevalent currency. Rabbi Shimon Levi, my Be Yotze, it's prevalent currency. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Shimon Loshim, Rabbi Yudin, and the CEO said, my Be Yotze, prevalent currency. Rabbi Yochanan said, Sloim Siberian Eos, sounds like Siberian Sloim, but it means Syrian Sloim. Magyonios, another country nearby, Yerushalmios or Yerushalmi Sloim. So, if that's the case, everybody here agrees, a slew of Amroim agree, it's Matbea Yotze and not Shekel HaKodesh, which means obviously the Rabbanan. You know, what I said before is right. Shekel HaKodesh is twice regular Shekel. And there happens to be that the 50 Kesef mentioned in Torah is 200 Zuz. But the Machlokas is in the 200 Zuz, whether that's in Shekel HaKodesh, or that's in regular Shkolim. So Chamishim Kesef is for sure in Shekel HaKodesh. So it means it's actually equivalent to 400 Zuz. The question is whether the 200 Zuz of Ksuva, which is extrapolated from that, also is like 400 Zuz, because it's Shekel HaKodesh, or it's just 200 Zuz, because it's Matbea Yotze. And the preponderance of the Maroim says it's Matbea Yotze. So it says the Gemara, Ilan Aminochein, right? These people say like this, that's the Shekel HaKodesh. The other people say it's Matbea Yotze. So which one are we going to do? Ilan Minachin, Ilan Minachin. Elaf Hu, so says what you should know, even Rav Chuna, who was the one who said Shekel HaKodesh, Chazer V'Savar Kavason. He also holds like them, it's Matbea Yotze. How so? Skip three lines, because the mark just repeats itself. Asa Uvda Kumei, and it should be Rabbi Chuna. A case taka came from Rabbi Chuna. A very interesting case. A woman had a ksuva written up, which was less than 200 zuz. Let's say her husband wrote a ksuva of 195 zuz. Okay? 195 zuz. Vaman, and Rabbi Chuna said, Tito Mashkasuva. She gets what it says. So, and Amel Rabbi Mana, now that Rabbi Chuna said to Rabbi Mana, Shev Chasoim. Sign on my psak din on this. Amar le ashve shitasech v'kol chasom. You're going to make your shita this way and sign on it, or you're going to have me sign on it. Lo Rabbi Chuna, doesn't Rabbi Chuna? I'm not sure if the Gemara is talking. He was speaking. But name, I know that the Gilin Ephraim actually changed the gear so here. But in any event, he told him to sit and put your signature on. And see if they respond to that. How can you want me to put your signature on it? My signature on it. Don't you want to hold Shekel HaKodesh? And if you hold Shekel HaKodesh, so you can't give a partial ksuva. You have to give a full ksuva. Because the Shekel HaKodesh would mean it's Doraisa. And to give less than the full allotted amount would mean it's not a proper ksuva Doraisa. Why? Because Lo Rabbi Chuna Dom Rishem Shul B'Shekel HaKodesh, and therefore the way it's explained here by the Ridbaz and the Mashbiach, to give less would be Masta Mashkosu Batera. If you owe the Ksuvas Doraisa, to give less than that would be Masta Mashkosu Batera, making condition on that which is said in the Torah. And we know if you make it a condition on that which says in the Torah, so it's Batel. So therefore, if Rabbi Chuna Torah Emana, sign it, even though it's less than 200 zuz, so it must be hold to all ksuvas only the Rabbanan, and therefore can't be Shekel HaKodesh. Okay, that's what Gemara is saying. Says Gemara, it's not a proof. Rabbi Abduma Ditzipari B'Shem, Rabbi Chuna said, Mishum Vitor. No, it's Shaykh to have Mechila on a sign which is written in the Torah. You can't make a Tanai in which is in the Torah. In other words, he can't be Mekadisher. If you also choose the right, so he can't be Mekadisher. I'm Manas on the condition that she only have a Lord Ksuva that says in Torah. Because the Torah says X amount of dollars to make a Tanai differently is Masna Machkosu Batorah. But she could be Michael her Ksuva. That's okay. And here it could be that the reason he passed this way is because of Mechila, that she was Michael her Ksuva. I know, but the Mashbiach and Ridbaz and everybody else says it's not. And it's a very strange carbonator. Shai Tarsel, you know him, you show me. Everybody else on the page argues on them. It's very strange.
Does she have the authority to be Michael?
Yeah, she does. She can be Michael Ksuba. Yeah, she can be Michael. Okay, as long as she's not Michael altogether, a woman can't live without a Ksuba. Partial Mechila she can make. Yeah. So it says.
That's
yeah, that's right. So it says it's a loophole. Now here it says Ma'ona, but the Shai Tarsel Yisrael and some other Mefarshim change it, and it should be Me'ata. And you can see that above and noon is really, you know, it's like a tuff split in half. So it's Me'ata, that's case. Isha Shoisa Ksuvasa Pchusa Mimasayim. If you're going to say that Thoraisa, the Ksuva is Shekla Kodesh. So a woman whose Ksuva is written for less than $200. Timing ksuvasa, let her hire ksuva, kadesha tito b'shaka kodesh, so she can get the full amount, right? She's stupid to present the ksuva. So it should be Amri.
Is that
Rufus? No, it's not, because she's a crook anyway. Amri b'shem Rabbi Chuna, so it's saying Rabbi Chuna, you're right, but Malcolm Shane calls the ksuva, a place where they don't write a ksuva, so she can hire a ksuva and she'll get shaka kodesh. But a case where it's known that everybody writes a ksuva for their wives, and they don't just rely on the assumption that there will be a ksuva, so there, madumafka higoyva. If she produces one, she gets a ksuva. If she doesn't produce one, she doesn't get a ksuva at all. And if she produces it, and it says less, so we assume she was moichol. On Rabbi Yechir, Eretz said, the tani came in the Brice, this is a new issue. Cheresh shenosu pikachas. If a deaf mute married a woman who's normal, Ein l'mazoinah, she can claim no support against him, v'lo ksuva nor ksuva. V'mesa, however, if she dies, hu yarsha, he inherits her. Why? She rots the lozuk lo nechaseh. She wanted, by marrying somebody who's a deaf mute, to pledge her property to him. Who? And he, who's a deaf mute and has no das, lo rotze lozuk lo nechaseh. He doesn't want to pledge her property to her. Now, of course, he might want to, but he has no way of properly expressing or committing that since he's a deaf mute. So, therefore, tough on her. On the other hand, piker shunas lecheresh, if a man who is normal married a deaf mutess, yesh lo la mizonos, so then she has a claim of support, sustenance. Uksuva, and she gets uksuva. V'meisa, and if she dies, however, ena yorsha, he can't inherit her. Why? Again, the opposite here. Shu, he's the one who's normal. Reitze la zuk lo nechasev, he's pledging his property to her. Filo rutsu la zuk lo nechasev, she's not pledging her property to him. She can't because she's a deaf mute. Now it says, wait a minute, I understand. The cheireshes, yesh lo kinyan v'yesh lo ksuva. How do you acquire a cheireshes? How do you makadish her that she should get a ksuva? Rabbi Yirmiyah says, b'shem Rabbi Lezer, tipotek shekinza pikachas kinza. We're talking about where when you married her, she was normal. And then she got to be chereshes afterwards. Says more, no, that's not a good case. Says more, Rabbi Yirmiyah Lezer said, Rabbi Yaakov Barach b'shem Rabbi Lezer said, shekinza pikachas v'nischarsha, if she, when she got married, she was normal, and then she became smitten, didn't he marry her when she was normal? So therefore their properties get pledged to each other. The fact that she gets sick afterwards doesn't diminish their pledge, so that's a full-blown marriage, not a one-way street. So we're looking for a case that's going to be a one-way street, that he's wedded on Minispacho. When she got married, she was a deaf mutus, and then she got better. Now, the next few words are superfluous, or actually they're wrong. Shelo Tomar, let's go to the next line. Shelo, that's the Shai Tzoros Yitzrael, according to Noam Yushalmi, takes them out. Shelo Tomar, don't say, Hoyo Voisa Chereshes Tchila. You might say, since when she got originally married in Luxuva, there's no proper Kenyan, therefore no Ksuva. Lefum Kain Tzorach Lamim, that's what it has to say, Yeshla. That the moment she becomes a Pikachas, he's got to pledge to her ksuva. That's the halacha. A woman can't live with her husband unless she pledges them a ksuva, right? So therefore, the moment she becomes a pikachas, she must have a ksuva. So that's why he's wedded to her, she's not wedded to him. Because at the time, they're wedded to each other. What I mean is that her property is not subject to him. Because at the time they got married, he wasn't subject. She didn't never submitted to him because she was a chereshes at the time. Later on, she became a bikachas. Well, it's his responsibility at that point to pledge a ksuva to him, to her. But unless he extracts from her an agreement, she does not pledge her property to him that he should inherit her. Now, it's an interesting thing because it sounds like here that actually, like the Rambam paskins, that Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanon. Because if Yerusha Sabal is Doraisa, should work automatically, right? Because if it's Doraisa, that means that it's automatic. They're married, and now that she's a fully normal, so that's a full marriage. So it sounds like from the Fargamar that it's not an automatic thing. It has to be consciously entered into. She said normally it's entered into implicitly at the marriage ceremony. But here where later on she becomes a bikach, it's not automatic, and therefore the Rusha Sabal does not apply. It sounds like Rusha Sabal is the Rabbana.
Maybe this is a marriage to the
Rabbana. Not once she becomes a bikachas. But still, it said that she doesn't get a ksuv. He doesn't inherit her. So obviously, it's only even if he has to marry her again, which the one does not specify. But for some reason, unless he stipulates it at that point, he doesn't get Yerusha. Okay, says Gemara. Rabbi Yossi lo amar kein. Rabbi Yossi didn't say like this. He said, "Ela ilu misha balecheresh hashem ein lo knas." He said, "Look, if you have relations, you rape or seduce a deaf mute. Do you think she doesn't get knas, $50? She does. Not her. Her parents get it. So chosh ein lo knas ein lo ksuva. Anybody who doesn't have a knas does not have a ksuva. But the flip side is she has a knas, so therefore she gets a ksuva. So he actually holds even a full cheresh gets a ksuva." Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, "Well, how can you link the Dubiknasadavatoli? You're linking a ksuva to the fine for raping and seducing? There's no parallel. For example, Hare Bogeris, a girl who's over 12 and a half. Ain't look knas." People don't realize this. If you rape or seduce a girl over 12 and a half, you're off the hook. You only have to pay for a girl who's 12 and a half or under, right?
Statutory rape.
Right. Only till 12 and a half, right. So we see that the two things are not linked. And vice versa, if a girl was fully married already, but she remained a virgin, and that's verifiable, I guess, then if somebody rapes or seduces her, and she's under 12 and a half, she gets knas, uksuba some money. At the same time, the ksuba is only $100, it's only ksuba the rabbana. So we see the two things are not linked. So it's possible to say a chereshes gets knas, but she doesn't get ksuba. Okay, cheresh or shoyte shekitzu pikachas, a cheresh or shoyte, which took a normal woman, abo bishachosa cheresh mispakech, then the cheresh got healed. Shoyte v'nishtape, the shoyte got healed, ain lo ksuba. If she doesn't, you have a ksuba. It's not automatic. However, Rotzo Lakaima, if he wants to keep her, Ksuvasa money, he's got to give her a Ksuva of $100. Now, says more Rabbi Lezer, Shemichin said, Vushabala Mishtak Mishpakech Nishtapit. So you don't need a new marriage ceremony. But the moment he has beer with her, after he became cured or lucid, that beer is Machayiv him to pay $100. Avilobala Mishpakech Mishtapit. If he didn't have relations with her, even a ksuva of $100 she doesn't have. So it's actually not a new marriage so much necessary, but the first bia generates the requirement of the ksuva. Okay? Now, here comes one of the most, well, not quite, but the next Rishami is tackling one of the most famous Rishamis. And I mean famous in the full sense of the word. Okay? Okay. Says the Gemara, Pchus is going back to Mishnah. Pchus is me, but no shol shoyim yemech. If she's less than 3 years old, so she when she converts, so she's soon to be a bzula. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chia Barashi, and Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chia Barashi, Shem Rav said, "What is this? Even if a man has relations with a girl under 3 and a half, the bzula ain't go back." Lamaiz Hatorim was this analogous to loyis aguma baser. If you make a depression in the flesh, right? Because of Mismali, the flesh grows back or goes back. Tanya Rabbi Chia said, "Loecher es ha'ayin." So about somebody who muddies the waters of a fountain, because there's vitzolos and gets clear afterwards. You know, because the sediment sinks to the ground. So he has the same thing with the Basulin. Rabbi Yisrael said, Masti Sarma Kain, the Brisa says something similar. It says, Pchusas Mikan, if they're less than a nap, so if somebody has relations there, can nice and etzbine, it's like putting a finger in the eye. You know, the eye smarts for a moment, but the eye comes back. I'm Rabbi Yavin. Here's the famous Yushami. Rabbi Yavin said, Echo Elokim El Yoin. I call out unto the God on high, Lekel Gomer Lai, to the Shbaruch who has granted me all sorts of things. It's a lesson of a Shvua. Basho Shonim Yemecha. A girl was 3.5 years old. 3 days, 3 years old in 1 day, sorry. Then you log in base of opera, base inside to make other shady that year. So, Babsulim Chosrin. She gets an extra month in which her Bsulim grow back. And if not, ain't a Bsulim Chosrim. If not, the Bsulim don't grow back. It's a very famous Ushami, because this Ushami says that basically when they're Mekadish Chodoshim and Ma'abir Shonim, they actually change the nature of the world. So the 3 years and 1 day are measured by Basin. Not chronological. Not 365 years, but 3 years based on the Luach, as Basin sets it. Actually, there's a halacha like this in Hilchos Nida as well. When women set patterns of Hilchos Nida, it goes by the Jewish calendar, not by the non-Jewish calendar. So you can have a pattern of the 14th day of the month, 3 months in a row, even though the 14th day of the month is arbitrary based on Basin, right? When the Basin make the Shabbat, when it exists, or then when they're making the Luach by, you know, each month. So nevertheless, the patterns actually can go based on Basin's determination. So we see Basin actually has power over nature. Very famous Rishami.
Does Rishami hold, like, probably that the heroes from birth cannot marry
the coin? Yeah, sure, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little plug in the...
That's not an issue. We're just saying that she's a psula, but not that she can marry a coin. Okay, a gadol shebo haktana, a gadol has relations with a ktana. Vrakotin Shabagdola are a male child who has relations with an adult woman. Umuka say it's a woman whose pursuing were moved by an accident with a baseball bat. Ksubasam aside, they still get 200 zoos different. Man, the Gemara is going to explain why. Chachorim, Ksubuka say Ksubasam, why she only gets a Ksuba of 100 bucks. Ezukotin, Ezuktana, what's a Kotin or a Ktana? In this mission, the concept of Mishnah, Mishum Yidim Mechagram who cut and pachos mi bentesh or not shani mi yom mechot, a cut was under 9 years old, 9 years in 1 day. For the isolation of the woman, she still remains a psula. Uktan pachos mi bashol shani mi yom mechot, and a girl who's less than 3 years old, if she has relations with a boy, so she still remains a psula. So Nicho Godel Shabbat Akhtan, I understand an adult man who has allegedly a girl under 3 Absalom Chosrim, the Absalom go grow back. But Cotton Shabbat Akhtan ain't Absalom Chosrim. So what if he's under 9? Well, my son, the Absalom don't come back. So Amr Abi Yahman said, Tipata Shabbat Lea Shalom Kadaka. You know what we're talking about in our Mishnah? You're right, if he has relations in the normal fashion, so then she loses her psulim even if the cotton's under 9 years old. We're to have a cotton 9 years old who had relations shalom kadaka, which it seems in this Mishnah, although I'm not sure if this is always the case throughout Shas, but here Bia shalom kadaka seems to be Bia through the rectum. So therefore, she doesn't lose her psulim. So says the Gemara, so that would be itself a machloikis between her Remeir Chachamim, if a woman had Bia shalom kadaka with the gadol, according to Chachamim, she'll lose her ksuva because she's registered to be. She'll lose $100 of her ksuva because she's registered to be a beula. According to Meir, she's still considered to be a psula. She still gets $200 as a ksuva. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Va'afilu teima b'kedarka." You even say that relation in a normal way. Katan biyasa bia. A katan has relations. Avol ein b'koch ligabesi money. But I guess his aver is not yet big enough. The Chasam Sefer has a whole explanation here based on science. And he said, you need friction and there's no friction. He has a whole long explanation down here on the bottom. But anyway, a cotton can't take away her simonim, the simonim of a woman. So if he's under 9, she still remains a psula because he doesn't have the power to get to take out a psulim. Even though, it's fascinating because this links the mamish, the bavli we learned this morning with the Yishalmi and learning tonight. The Tani came learned in a brisa, maisa she'ibra u'psulecha kayomen. So maisa where a woman became pregnant and she was still a psula. Why? Because she had relations with the katan. Now it's interesting that the Gilian Ephraim Tanakh asked, the Gemara Chagi we learned this morning, looking for a story about a case, Kohen Gadol, and doesn't mention it. So he asked, how come doesn't get this possible? Talks about the Sabra Bambatia. What was the other case? Before the Sabra Bambatia, Piyashloka Darko, which in our Gemara, Taka means not through the rectum, but it means some strange way of doing it, you know, through the, so indirectly through the front. So in any event, so but why did you just bring down B.S. Cotton? So the Gideon Ephraim proves that the Bavli doesn't hold, but Bavli holds that B.S. Cotton under 9 can't make a woman pregnant. That this is a machlok shin Bavli and Yerushalmi. Okay, but it proves it from other sources. Yerushalmi holds a B.S. of under 9 can't make a woman pregnant. I forget where the Bavli is. The Bavli actually says that in Doris Rishonim, even B.S. of a girl of a boy under 9 can make women pregnant. Because it brings a riot from Batsheva, Batsheva's lineage. There's a whole drush on that. But the proofs that the Bia Dersh Yerushalayim, they could, but now it can't happen anymore. But the Bia Yerushalayim holds that Bia's cotton can make them pregnant, even though it can't take up psulim. And that's how the Gemara Bavli could, the Yerushalayim, the Bereza, and Bavli doesn't bring down this answer for the Kohen Gadol's who marries Mu Beres is because the argues on this Gemara. Okay? Mesidu and Meir. They ask Rabbi Meir. Meir holds a woman gets a ksuba of 200 even though she had relations with the cotton or if she's a mukaseitz. Right? So they ask Rabbi Meir. Besulin anka. She don't got no besulin anymore. Right? So the mukaseitz were asking the question now. Besulin, she don't got no besulin anymore. The Tamar Ksuvas Masayim, and she gets 200 bucks as a Ksuva. So Amar Lon says, you said, you misunderstand. Chib Ibsulim Adavar Toli. You think he has to do with the Ibsulim? Hare Bogeres ain't Ibsulim. A Bogeres, a woman, girl of a chav and a half, might not have Ibsulim. Uksuvas Amasayim, she gets 200 bucks anyway. And vice versa. Hare Ibsulim Inani Suin. A woman who's a virgin, but she was already fully married. Yesh Lipsulim, she's got Ibsulim. Yet Uksuvas Amana, she only gets 100 bucks for Uksuva, right? So we see it's not necessarily contingent on besulim. Rather, my kedum, how does it work? Bogeres lo batel chino. A bogeres, she still has the chain of a besula. Right? Because she was never married before. Even though she might have besulim. Besulim min anisuin batel chino. She doesn't have the chain anymore, right? Because she was very married once. Even though she's still a besula. My plea, what's the machloikis? By mukas eitz. Machlokas says by a woman who was smitten by a stick, you know, the baseball bat. The Rameir may lobotochina. It's a machlokas in psychology. Rameir says her chain is still there. Rabbi Naamin lobotochina. Rabbanan says her chain is bought already. Okay? Now, besula hanivelis mina cotton. Well, besula had a relation with the cotton and she still has besulin. Umimisho eno ish, or from somebody who's not a man, meaning an animal. Okay, so girl had relations with a cotton or an animal, and she's still a besula. Kesher lekehuna. She's kosher for kahuna, right? Kesher lekehuna means here. The assumption is obviously, I think it's a coin girl. Yeah, and what it says, next line. Sorry. Tara Khafta Veshro, Ksheira Filu Kohen Gadol. My Mishnah Gemara this morning. Even though she can be pregnant by this cotton, she's still a psula, and therefore she can marry a Kohen Gadol. Okay? So, okay. So, says the Marta, it wasn't clear in our Gemara. Ben Zoma seemed to hold it was Mutter.
What if you don't hold that shmuel?
Oh yeah, that was my argument with Mitch this morning. That was a big argument we had. It was Mitch, because the article holds its taka usher, right? The Arsa will say anymore that it was coming to Aser. But you see from the Yerushalmi clearly that it's Mutter. Because Yerushalmi is talking about even if she can be made pregnant by a cotton, and nonetheless, the Bias cotton doesn't make her Aser Lekahuna. That's what you see quite clearly, I think. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah, now here the Gemara Chronim all changes this from Rabbi Yirmiyah to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi appears later on, and Rabbi Yirmiyah appears later on, and based on the context, it should be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ami Makshe, they ask, Ma bein ol lebein nivels be'etzba? What's the difference between a woman who's been who's had relations with a cotton or with an animal, and a woman who's nivels be'etzba is really like a mukaseit? She has had her basulim removed by having, you know, being pushed by a finger. Okay? So, ilo nivels be'etzba shemein apsula b'shulakuna, a woman who is nivels be'etzba, meaning she had her basulim removed, isn't she pasul lakuna? So what's the between her and a woman who was had relations with a cotton or with an animal who's not? So a couple answers. Amr Rabbi Chagai said, Tipata shabar lesh lo kedarka. We're talking about where the cotton had relations with her, not in the proper fashion. Right? Again, through the anus, or through the rectum, whatever. So boy Rabbi Chagai miharbe. So Rabbi Chagai said, Oyvi, what did I just say? I want to renege on what I just said. Even if it was Bola Kadarka, she's still Muteris to coin Goro. Armale Rabbi Abba said, Lo to Arabach, do not renege. What you said is good. Says Gemara, Falama by Rabbi Chagai Meharabe. Why Rabbi Chagai say, actually, Rabbi Chagai wanted to be chosen, he wanted to learn that even Bia Shlokadarka makes a Pasul Lakuna. That's who he wanted to learn. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter whether Bia Shlokadarka or not, it makes a Pasul Lakuna. So he said, don't renege. V'lam boy Rabbi Chagai Meharabe, why do you want to renege? Minodein Dechsev, it says that Isha Bibsuleha Yikach. What does it mean, Bibsuleha? Bibsuleha is Lashon Rabim, right? It's a plural. So what is Bibsuleha? She only has one Bibsulim, right? So says my chiyate b'sula mishtei tzadim. She tznei tzadim. You want to dashin, she has to be a b'sula from both sides.
Both
orifices, right. Says the Gemara, with the Kavasa, we have a similar drasha, not halachic drasha, not godic drasha. It says that Rivka was a b'sula, Rashi actually brings us down on Chumash. She was a b'sula of Ishla Yedah. She was a b'sula and no man knew her. Meaning, Rivka was b'sula of Mikadarka, no man knew her in a normal fashion, had relations in another fashion, Ishloida, Shlokadaka, not even through the other orifice. On Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Elezer, Yitzhak said, I feel be a dead little tavaba. Even with their hands, nobody touched her. Shemet says, Ki loyenuch shevet avesha gorla tzadikim. The rod of evildoers does not rest on the lot of tzadikim. I mean, Rivka was so holy that nobody ever even touched her. Now, be it as it may, going back to our issue, Mavilo Rabbi Chagai Chuli Achserba. What did Rabbi Chagai do with Vuishab Bisole Yikach before he was Choserbo? And the truth is, what did he do with it even after he wasn't Choserbo anymore? In other words, originally he thought Shlokadak was okay. Lemaskona, he also thinks Shalokadaka is okay. And in the middle, he thought Shalokadaka is not okay because of Bisuleo, right? But when he knows that, when he said Shalokadaka is okay, right? What does he do with Bisuleo? With Lashon Rabim, right? So, Pasul Abaroya, it's talking about, he explains it's talking about where there's Haroya. Haroya, in other words, if a woman has relations with a man and it's not full relations, it's just partial relations. How raw, it's just, you know, touching or inserting the tip of the aver, right? Nevertheless, she's osur. Now, the Achronim will speak about this, and they say that it could be how, although how raw is only osur by, I shouldn't say all that, but the Gilgal Ephraim says, the Ribaz, it could be that the how raw is only osur by a gadol. And by a cotton, even Harua is mutter because he doesn't have the choylos to take out her basulim. In other words, it's not clear what the conclusion of the Yerushalmi is. Is Harua a maker or kedarka, even if it's a cotton, or it's a raw maker, also shlo kedarka, because of bisulea, only if it's a godo who does hara, because he has the koyach to be meishir bisulim. That's not clear. Anyway, it says, Rav Elam Aleis Rabbi, and here it should be Rabbi Yosei. The same Rabbi Yosei asked the question. Why did Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, who said, who asked the question before, what's the difference between a woman who has relations with a cotton and a woman who has her basuli removed with a finger? Didn't he know that the relations are unique? Right? What was that the question? Before he asked, what's between her, a woman who had relations with the katan, and Evel's bad spa?
Wasn't Evel's bad spa similar to Rukosades?
Yeah.
Because it's not relations, it's a physical thing, it's just mechanical. She wants to pursue them through mechanical means. So she can still have the chain of a pursuer, even though she's missing it.
Yeah. No, because that may be, but that's not the Gemara. The Gemara's question here is, why did Rabbi Yossi not learn Besulea going on Harua? Okay, because Rabbi Yossi holds, I got it. Rabbi Yossi holds that Miyachah Batzpa is no good, and he must learn it because Besulea, she doesn't have Besulim anymore, right? Otherwise, how does he know Miyachah Batzpa can't marry a Kohen? Must because she doesn't have Besulim. And he learns out from Besulea. But maybe Besulea is going on Hara. How does he know that Besulea is going on Asr's even Miyachah Be'etzpa? Maybe he only Asr's Hara actual Biyah, not Miyachah Be'etzpa. So that's why I tell you why. On Raimon, he tricholei. Because he taka didn't know what the status of Hara is at all. The reason why it wasn't that he knows for sure that Besulea renders mukas miyachah be'etzpa or mukaseitz no good. Maybe it's going out raw. He just didn't know what the status of our raw was. And we know that from elsewhere in Shas. Because Rabbi Yossi has asked her, haraya b'zachar mau? Is our raw usher in homosexuality? Of course it's usher, but is it chay misa? Haraya b'hema mau? Is our raw chay misa by bestiality? So since he didn't know, it's not that he knew for sure Miyachah Be'etzpa is no good and Hara is good. It could be Hara is no good and Miyachah Be'etzpa is good. His question before was only asked from the standpoint of a question. He wasn't trying to give a definitive approach as to what is actually good for a Kohen Gadol, what is not. He was just asked a question. He doesn't have to lay down the law. Kachom Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hodod Rabbi Chagai. When Rabbi Yirmiyahu heard that Rabbi Chagai said that Rabbi Chagai said that Bia's cotton doesn't passel her, right? So he said, Lo al ador have a Rabbi Yami makshe. Rabbi Yami would never ask a question, what's the difference between that and Miyachah Be'etzpa? Because it's poshut that one can say the distinction between Miyachah Be'etzpa and Bia's cotton. And Miyachah Be'etzpa is different because he actually took out the psulim. Supposed to be a skadim, which doesn't take out the psulim. So it's just a small point of information. That's not the type of question he said Rabbi Yami would have ever asked. It's partial to make a chiluk. Now, the Yerushalmi bottom line, it comes out very unclearly. We don't know the status. It sounds like, initially it sounded like B.S. Cotton never renders a woman unfit. Then it sounds for Rabbi Chagai that it's only B.S. Cotton Shalokadaka which never renders a woman unfit. But then Rabbi Chagai fidgeted back and forth. We don't know what Rabbi Chagai's final conclusion was, whether it's B.S. Cotton at all, or only B.S. Cotton Shalokadaka. So the bottom line is that it's unclear. The Rambam just leaves out the whole issue of B.S. Cotton, whether it renders a woman Pasulakun or not. He doesn't pass in either Leheter or Leiser, which is a very fascinating thing. Mishnah Melech goes crazy. How come the Rambam left it out? I don't know.